Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It is Allie and DZ. And good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. How are you?
What up? Hey, listen, I'm awake.
Oh, DZ is back, everybody. I wish I had a theme song to hit like, he's back. He's back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Go time, DZ. I'm so happy you're back on the show today. It is not only your first day back. We're going to see how it goes, right?
That's right. That's all we can do right now. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
But it's also the first day of school, DZ.
Ooh, that's right. That's right.
I think Owen's on the phone. Owen, good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, he's there.
And he sounds so grown. When was the last time I talked to you? Why is your voice almost as deep as mine? You better add some pitch to your voice, not some bass, okay? Thank you.
Owen, happy first day of middle school. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, he was mad that I made him call in. He said, and I quote, "I have things to do, Mom."
Oh, Mr. Middle School's a little too busy this morning for Mama Bear, huh? Well, I think not.
Well, I think it's weird, though, because he's never left this early. In elementary school, they don't start till 8:15. He's going.
Oh. He's flopped around.
He's flipping around now. He's getting ready to go to school. His school starts in like 7:25 or something like that now.
Yeah.
He'd still be in bed if he was a small child, but he's a grown man
and
now.
Hudson is, just to prove what you said. Hudson is in fifth grade, still in bed right
he's
now.
He's not in bed. He's over here.
Oh, he's up.
Okay. Welcome to the real world, Papa.
Mm-hmm. You have to
wake
go
up.
It's like when you go to work before everybody else. That's Owen going to middle school before Hudson. I'll talk to Hudson later, but I just wanted to say have a great first day because I know you're leaving earlier, so we won't be able to talk to you, Owen.
Oh.
All right.
I know.
All right. Spoken like a true middle schooler. All right.
Oh, love you, Owen. Have a great day at school. Bye.
Bye.
He said bye. He was so mad I made him call in, DZ. Like, so mad.
Hey, G, do you remember starting middle school, though? He's probably trying to find the fit if he didn't pick one last night. He's trying to decide if the fit's even good enough for the first day. Impressions matter, and he's going to a new school.
Oh, he was freaking out, and his dad, who's basically, he's going to deal with him this morning and get them to school, said, I gave him my size 13 Nikes, and he's still, he's 12. He's going into seventh grade. He goes, and they're still too small. I swear to you. I watched it with my own eyes.
Hold on. Do you remember maybe 2 months ago when this kid was smaller than my foot? He could fit in my shoe. Yeah. Now I don't fit in his shoes because I'd be swimming in them?
Yeah, you'd be swimming
in them. No, don't
tell me that. Owen's feet are like dinosaur feet. It's insane. I'm telling you, they're so big. Oh, it's the first day.
Goodness.
Yeah, so he's going to school, and I hope he has a great day. We got to get into the question of the day, though, DZ. I'm happy to have you back. Welcome back, my friend. You ready?
I'm happy to be here. Let's get to it. I was born ready. I'm just on your time.
You're not on my time. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We're back.
We ain't mean to say it like that and scare you a little bit, but we are.
We're back with the question of the day. Happy first day after Labor Day weekend. It's Tuesday, not a Monday. But I want to know what everybody did this weekend. It is a lot of things. Now, DZ, I know you've been stuck in the house because your wife, you know, has been recovering. We'll have lots to cover on the show today. Did you do anything this weekend you want to share with the class?
Well, actually, yeah, we did because we made ourselves step out. My mother was over, and we were all just kind of going stir crazy. As y'all know, my wife has been recovering from a major surgery that she had to have just a few weeks ago, and we've had to have a lot of family come in. Not had to, but have been blessed to have a lot of family come, stay with us, help us with the boys, all that stuff, because I don't want it to sound like we're ungrateful, but we've been homebodies, not by choice.
You've been stuck in the house.
We've been stuck in the house, and we've been stuck in a house bored, and we just felt like getting up out the house for just a second, even if for just a second. So my wife casually happened to find that St. Francis Days was occurring during this weekend.
Oh, nice.
So she gets the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed idea.
She wanted to go to a festival where you have to walk around? That's the worst idea you could have come up with, Aaron. No offense.
Thank you.
She's recovering from surgery. Why do you want to go to a festival?
But I understood what she meant. She just wanted to step out of the house and not just walk around the block, right? And she is slowly feeling better, right?
Good.
Her stamina is slowly coming back up. She's not as fatigued walking to just one room in the house, right? So it's like, okay, well, let's try it out.
Yeah.
So we loaded up the car, myself, Aaron, the boys, my mother.
Oh, geez. You guys are out of your minds.
Just gotten back from Colombia and pulled up immediately on us.
I thought you were going to go, no kids. You're like going with kids. Let me hear the rest of this nightmare.
We had to bring the kids.
What the hell? But you guys love to go zero to 5,000, don't you? What is wrong with you two?
I don't, Allie, I don't. But sometimes you get your hand held, and when the person's running is the person you're, you know, most watchful of right now, you just kind of got to run with them. So we hit up St. Francis Day. God. Honestly, we were there for like 30 minutes tops. We let Sammy ride some rides because he was the main culprit of the stir craziness. And it was actually really fun.
Oh, good. So it did end up being a lot of fun for you guys.
And the only reason we went is because it was really close. Do you remember where we went for the 4th of July parade that we were in for St. Francis?
Yes.
Where it ended at the little Memorial Park?
Mm-hmm.
It was at that same Memorial Park. So right around the corner from our house.
Nice.
We pulled up, minimal walking because it was a tiny little loop that Aaron didn't have to worry about. It was not busy whatsoever because at the time we went to, perfect timing for young kids, you know, families, yada yada, before it got too, you know, crazy in the evening or what have you. But that's what we did. Stepped out of the house for about a 30-minute period, and honestly, it was refreshing for everybody. Once we were actually there and my anxiety did settle a little bit and I saw that Aaron was okay, my mom was able to watch the boys, I got on a couple rides with Sammy. It was like, wow, this is normal?
We're going to be fine.
Are we though? Let's go home. Let's go home.
And then you freaked out. You're going to be fine. So you got out of the house for the first time and you went to St. Francis Day's. I'm happy for you guys. That's really big stuff.
It all coincided and it felt good.
Good. That makes me happy. I took the boys to the Milwaukee Mile this weekend.
I saw that.
Yep.
I saw that because we pulled up on Friday. That was the other thing. You know, we got to play for a little bit. The homies got to homie for a second.
We did. I was so happy to see you on Friday. That was so nice. But then I took the boys back on Sunday, and I had never been to a race. I had never seen anything like it. It was IndyCar. Talk about an adrenaline rush. I understand. I never understood why people went to races. I thought, why are you watching this loop? How boring. In person,
different.
It's a game changer watching race. It was unbelievable. I loved it, and I want to do it again. I'm in.
How were the stands? I mean, I can only imagine what the cheer and the fan atmosphere is like on race day.
They were good, but most people had headphones or earplugs in because
it's so loud.
It's so loud. Yeah. Yeah. But I want to hear what everybody else did. 414-533-1037. I'm sure a lot of people just want to say welcome back to you, DZ. But what did you do this weekend? I went to the Milwaukee Mile, saw IndyCar races for the first time ever with Owen and Hudson. DZ and his wife finally got out of the house as she's recovering with the kids for St. Francis Day's. I want to know, text or call 414-533-1037. Yes, DZ.
What? You know what it is.
What?
She had FOMO because I got to step out Friday to the Milwaukee Mile, so she was like, oh, we doing something
she
this weekend.
Jealous.
You ain't gonna be the only one leaving the house.
Aaron said, oh, you think you're going out? Try again. All right.
Hold my medicine.
You right?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So happy to have DZ back today. Finally, we found out that him and the wife and the kids got out of the house for the first time ever since her big surgery and went to St. Francis Day's. I took the boys to the Milwaukee Mile, and somebody has a bone to pick with me, DZ.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You know I got your back. Pull him up.
Thank
Pull him up.
Thank you very much. Sarah in Hartford's very angry with me this morning. On a Tuesday, not
Good
a Monday.
Good morning.
Oh, it's a regular. Never mind. I'm on their side.
You know what? Forget you, DZ. Hi, Sarah.
Sarah, what are we fighting Allie about?
Good morning. So, we also were at the Milwaukee Mile. However, my husband went three times because he got to meet you guys on Friday.
Yep.
I was stuck working, so I couldn't go. But we did go. We were there all day on Saturday, which was a lot of fun. And then we had gone back on Sunday. Allie came and said hello. Me and my daughter had gone to get food, and then that's it.
You cut out right as you got to the good part, which was that I came over and said hi to your husband, and you were not there. And so I
did. Again.
Again. So I saw her husband twice at the Milwaukee Mile, and I never saw Sarah. And by the time I saw her come back into the race stands, she was too far away, and I didn't want to block everyone. So I didn't want to go all the way back down to where they were sitting.
I was going to come and say hello, but my daughter said, let me eat first. And by the time we got done, you were gone.
Oh, the only reason we left early was because Hudson was getting upset about the loudness. And somebody gave us earplugs, but they weren't working. And I said, Hudson, next time I'll bring you headphones. Like, we'll live and learn. Owen and I were fine with the sound, with the noise. Hudson was struggling with the loudness of it all. That's why we left early.
It was very loud. It was a very cool experience. Mm-hmm. So, besides that, it was a good weekend.
Besides me standing you up?
Yeah.
Aside from Allie.
Like, just so you know, Allie's here again. I'm like, what? It's like, of course. The one
Excuse
second
me?
I walk away to go get food.
Oh, it's so good.
That's okay.
Well, Sarah, it's like when you... I'm sorry. It's like what, DZ?
That's
it's like what?
No, I was going to say, it's like when you fresh at the restaurant.
Now. What?
Oh, that's too good. It's like when you're fresh at the restaurant, you go, all right, our food's going to come out in a second. I got to use the bathroom. Let me go to the bathroom real quick.
He needs his own theme song now, apparently. He's more special than
She's
I am.
She's mad. Her husband is getting more interaction with us than her.
I'm jealous.
I'm sorry, Sarah. Listen, I love you.
Don't be Sarah.
Okay.
The right. free we'll Milwaukee you. Mile tickets weren't enough for you? I mean, now you got more beef to
go. I know. All right. It was fun.
I'm teasing, Sarah.
We love you, Sarah. You're the one and only. You the one with the theme song.
All right, Sarah. Have a great day.
I know. All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Next up, I got to get to her because we're running out of time here, but everybody wants to, I'm sure, talk to you this morning. I got to find her theme song. She filled in while you were gone, DZ. Lisa in Sheboygan.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Oh, well, thank you. I see you was practicing for me. Appreciate you.
Buenos dias. I too am on level 17 on Duolingo, DZ. Look out.
that's all we need. I haven't spoken Spanish since I filled in, so that's all right. Where I'm at.
What'd you do this weekend, Lisa?
We got together with another family, some friends of ours, and we, the couples, the parents, right? We always, don't get weird now, we swap couples to play games.
Uh-huh. Did you say you did a couple swap this weekend? Is that what I heard, Lisa? Because that's
no, about pineapples, right?
Yeah. The other husband is my partner for bags, and then my husband is the wife's partner for bags, and we went 3-0 for bags, and then we beat him at cribbage. So I'm all around a winner this weekend.
Lisa, look, you said enough. You swapped with other couples. You played bags and cribbage. You're more Wisconsin than anyone I know right now. Have a great day, Lisa.
Bye.
We love you. Took the words right out of my mouth. I was like, don't get more Wisconsin than that.
Seriously. Last but not least, Lisa's in West Allis. Our private PI this morning. Hey, Lisa.
Double Lisa'd up.
Good morning.
Welcome. DZ's back. I'm so happy.
Welcome, DZ. We missed you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. You already know I missed y'all back. It's so good to be here.
We're happy you're back. What'd you do this weekend, Lisa?
Well, I was on a mission in La Crosse doing some spy work, but my best friend drove out, and we lived the nightlife, and we had dinner at a supper club along the Mississippi River.
Well, you just won up the Wisconsin game right there with the supper club. What can I say?
And it was amazing. O'Sullivan.
I've never been to a supper club. I've never been to a supper club. Which one did you go to?
Excuse me? What did you just say? DZ, stop it. Come on.
I am 31 and I'm Colombian. Do I look like I've ever been to a supper club?
I'm taking you to one, even if it's like one of the randoms on the east side. I got you, dude. Oh my gosh.
Well, what's the difference between a supper club and a regular restaurant? Not to throw it off the rails here, but it just sounds like another spot to go eat.
It's from where how you get the roll to the salad to the soup to the entree. Oh, a supper club is next level. And we may even have to go to Fox and Hounds just because. What the hell?
So supper club is like Olive Garden.
But more levels. No. It's different. It's not the same. Damn it, DZ. It's so good.
Listen, that sounds like Olive Garden.
Lisa, I'm glad you brought up the supper club topic because now I know DZ's never been and I have a new mission. Lisa, have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Bye, guys. Welcome back, DZ.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day.
Aww. So let me see what the text said. Lori in Cedarburg texted in. She said, Allie copied me. I went to the race on Saturday. Not sure if you noticed how much different the carry-in policies and racetracks are compared to other stadiums. Lori, no, because I've never been to any other race but the one I went to this weekend. I can't compare them to another racetrack. Do you know what I mean?
Can't compare them to anything else. Not at all whatsoever. And I'm still unable to compare because I wasn't able to go. You know I wanted to check out the races.
Well, and I shout out to the Slinger Speedway, but wouldn't the Milwaukee Mile be a step up? Like, if I go to Slinger, it's going to be totally different. DZ did the shoulder shrug. I have no idea, he says.
I didn't know Slinger had a speedway.
You didn't?
Again, no.
Look, we have our weekend plans. Supper clubs and Slinger Speedways. DZ, I got this.
You got a problem?
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 No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, 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 I got my partner back. Hi, DZ.
What's up, P-I-C?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, wepa. Sorry, I'm all out of normalcy here. I was like, what do I normally say?
I just
went with partner in crime.
It's okay. We're just happy you're back, and we're happy to hear you. So What Would DZ Do has missed you, even though you've called in a few times. You're back today.
Back, that's right, baby.
And so this involves a parenting issue when basically your kid doesn't like you. And when we talked a little bit about this off the air, and I was like, oh, I have things to say on this, DZ. So let's talk.
and things to say, I think we both do, because this actually comes from someone I know.
Mm-hmm.
My guy Frank, him and I have been talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
With everything going on, he's just checking in, how's the family holding up, yada, yada, and natural conversation back.
Yeah.
He's also a father, so has kids, and I just don't even know how to slice it for my man, because I feel bad saying it, but his kid kind of hates him.
You for shouldn't real. Feel bad, because this is a real issue for some parents where the child like basically prefers or wants all the soothing from one parent, and then the other parent can't do that and can't fill that role, and they don't know why, and I don't think it's against that parent all the time, you know?
So I told him to give me a day or two, and I'll come back with some advice from the other homies, a.k.a. y'all.
Yes. Right? What kind of things is he experiencing why he feels like his kid hates him? Like, what happens?
So they got a crib age baby, right? And the thing is, he loves his father, right? The little boy loves his daddy. Anytime he carries him, anytime he's awake, anytime they're playing, they have a good relationship, from my understanding. It's when it's nap time, it's when it's bedtime, it's when it's I need to be consoled time, that dad just becomes a complete inanimate object and is only mom. And there isn't a real good reason for it, because the way he broke it down to me, they're both home the equal amount. They both care for the child the equal amount. They both have been able to spend the same amount. Because you know how some kids just build that bond with that parent.
Yes.
And that parent is usually mama.
My mom is the nurturer by far. I have there's no softness between my father and I hate to say that, but it is what it is. My mom is by far the nurturer. You know, and my dad was the disciplinarian. I didn't get both sides from him. So for sure, I go to her when I need soothing. So I get it as even an adult. You know,
I'd even go as far as to say my guy Frank's wife is not the nurturer in this scenario. He's more of like the warm body, the cuddler, the lovey-dovey. It's very strange why this is kind of occurring, and the only thing I could think of is just biologically, buddy spent 9 months inside of mom. It's not gonna change until you help change it, right? So I went, man, I gotta be honest. I don't know, man. Like that's tough, because he's like, man, what do? Your boys love you, right? They don't care who's putting who to bed.
Do They're Sammy just and Danny ever care if it's you versus Aaron who puts them to bed? Do they ever throw a fit for one of you versus the other, or no?
Danny couldn't care less. He just loves us. He's a baby. He just loves to be carried.
What about Sammy?
Mama's important, though, but Sammy, he's that in between. He picks. We ask him, who do you want to take to bed? And he'll say mom, he'll say dad, he'll say both.
Great.
He'll say, I'm going to bed by myself. We've given him enough of that free reign.
Sammy said deuces.
Or he'll say, no, 2 more minutes, yo, for another hour.
I love that kid. Okay, well, you know what's interesting about this, DZ, is that, you know, when I first started dating and the kids were little and I was dating guys that had smaller children, I won't do that now because my kids are older. I'm just going to put it out there. But when I would date guys with smaller kids, I dated a guy who's went through this. And I remember us having really in-depth talks about how hard it was for him to go get his kid at daycare, going through a divorce, and then not wanting and being like, I just want mom. But now you're split. Now there's no mom to come in on your
now
time.
Right.
You have
you can't
to figure
do nothing
it out.
About that.
And it was
you
really,
gotta figure it out.
It was really painful for him. And it wasn't like he was an absent parent. He was a very involved parent, much like your friend.
Right.
But when it came down to going to pick up the kid and the kid is screaming bloody murder, and he's like, I've never felt so horrible in my life trying to just pick up my own kid. It feels like my kid hates me. You know? But you know they don't at the core. You know they don't. You know?
And they're kids. So their emotions, their thought process, it's ever changing right now at 1,000 miles an hour, if not faster. So the kid might not want you or really would hate to be held by you in that moment. But guess what? You're the parent. And what I really wanted to do was shake my guy Frank and go, Papi, chill out. Like, you're feeling these emotions. This child doesn't know what's going on. They're just sad. They're just hungry. They're just whatever. And they're normally consoled by mom. I'm not saying you don't, but you got to pursue. What I told him to do, from my point of view, was push through that, because he's the one that's getting bummed out about it. You're not wrong.
Right.
He's feeling this entirely more, because I get that. As a parent that does want to be around their kids, the last thing you want is for your kids not to be around you.
Well, it feels awful. Let's just keep it real. It feels awful when anyone doesn't want to be around you. I don't care who you are. Admit it. It feels awful. Yeah. So when your own child is like, I don't want to be around you, that's like the deepest cut to my soul. And by the way, somebody texted in something really funny and said, don't worry, at some point they always turn on the mom. Which Which is true. Wait till the teen years.
Yeah, chill out.
He'll be there, no problem. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS at HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We want to talk to you next. What do you think Frank should do? DZ's got a friend, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. He can't figure out how to... He feels like his kid doesn't like him when he needs the soothing, even though they have a great relationship otherwise. So what should he do?
He's one of the most involved fathers I have ever laid my eyes upon. Mm. And I feel like I'm an involved father. And I'll be looking at him sometime like, dang, you took another day off to just be with your family?
Oh, you looked at Frank and said, stop trying to one-up me with this parenting game, okay?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, Joe, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, DZ is back, everybody. And today we're dealing with a dad, Frank, who feels like his kid just doesn't like him or want him when it's important. Right, DZ?
Right. Him and his wife, they got a youngin', and for whatever reason, he just doesn't like dad when it comes to consoling, when it comes to feeding, when it comes to I want to lay and go down to bed time. It's just only mom, and I don't know what to tell him. I told him just buck up, buttercup, is going to get better, right? Like, you're the dad. Either not control the child, but like, push through that, man. You got to push through that. I don't know what else to say because I don't have this problem.
Haven't you thankfully ever heard the song, because I can't make you love me if you don't? You ever heard that?
It doesn't sound familiar right now. I ain't gonna lie to you, fam.
All right, fine. Emily's in Milwaukee. Hi, Emily.
Good morning, Emily.
Emily, good morning. I should turn her on. My bad.
That would make sense.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Well, it's not only the first day back to school for everybody else. It's also my first day back to school as well. So I'm boiling the wheels out today.
Let's all catch up.
Yeah, Emily, what do you think Frank should do about his kid?
So I have a little bit of an outside perspective. I used to be a nanny, so I was that person who kind of came in versus the parents. And I definitely had learned to have their sirens thrown off around me, but I had to learn with that child how to build that relationship when they definitely wanted their parents, especially when their parents worked from home. So when it came to like bedtime, nap time, stuff like that. One of my biggest takeaways from it was just build your own routine with them, and they get really used to it. So I know we would do things like singing a song together, like doing a little dance party before bed, watching a show that only like her and I would watch, stuff like that. So that way
she looks
forward to that time, but then also just got comfortable with me where it was like, okay, it's okay that mom and dad aren't the ones that are doing this. Emily's here.
She's perfect. That'd be my advice. She's the perfect person. Because you have to come in from the outside and make a kid like you as a nanny. Like, you have the heart.
With no relation.
With no blood, no relation, no
nothing.
No history, no bonding. And
you're a stranger.
Yeah, and she has a great point. I bet the baby is just used to the routine part with mom, with the bedtime or whatever, the soothing, and now they just need some kind of correlation, maybe.
Yeah, it's gotta be too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would always ask her, well, what do you like about that time with your mom and dad? Like, what do they do that you like? Like, let's do that. So that way it kind of went into it, too.
So you're basically bribing the child into liking you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's Nick Stephens, man.
All right, I'm down for bribing. Thank you, Emily. Have a great day. Bye. You know what's funny?
Hey,
Emily probably left out that she bought him ice cream every day. Let's be real. I mean, come on.
I mean, how else do you buy a child's love? Sweets. And toys.
It's true. What were you going to say, DZ?
I was going to say, she brings that outside perspective that makes a little bit of sense. But as a parent, what do you do? Because I know for a fact they've been trying to keep the routine, you know, ambiguous as to it's not always mom. It's not always dad, but it always has to be mom. When it's dad, it's a problem. So when they try to push through that, it makes it worse. And as parents, we know that sometimes you just want your kid to stop crying.
Exactly.
And you're going to go ahead and cave and go, fine, mom, tag back in. Sorry, you're not sleeping all night because this baby only wants you.
You're like, I'm out. Calling in next, somebody got their own theme song while you were gone, DZ. You missed the whole thing. I know.
Wait, I know. That's allowed?
I know. Maybe we should make a new rule that it's not, because he did it. His name is John Shoup. And if you can believe it, DZ, guess what song he picked?
I could only get you. I wanna shoot, baby.
John Shoup, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Hey, can I do something real quick?
I guess. I don't know what you're going to do, but to go for it.
I wanted to say, Weppa.
forever. Yes. Well, okay, Shoop, you done worked your way into my heart. Now I like you.
Okay.
John, what's your advice for this dad?
Well, got some good experience. We're a one and done family. We have one beautiful child. We have Emerson. You got to talk to Emerson on the radio.
I did.
Mm-hmm. And he went back and forth. So it's, I think, DZ's advice about just waiting it out, because there's going to be times where it is going to be dad, it's going to be mom. As they grow up, do, especially Emerson, I really need dad, I really need mom.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that I encourage the fact of just waiting it out and experiencing the fact that they pick you and then you own it.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, basically, Shoop is saying, slow your roll, find your lane.
Yep.
Okay. I like it. I don't know where my lane is, but because, we're going to find it, John. That's for sure.
Let's slow our roll. There are definitely times that I get to cuddle with my boy, right? And there are times that I cannot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. Mom only.
I get it. Well, that's good advice. No, John, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in. You have a great day.
No, you too. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, man.
Julian,
great
our boy.
To talk to Shoop.
I know. You finally got to meet him. Our boy Julian texted in and said, constantly talk and reassure your child. Love and console them. I've been there and cried, not knowing why, but it's something they grow out of. Consistency is key. Julian in Milwaukee. Okay. So he said he's been there and he's experienced that sadness and it got better. So that's good.
It is.
Last but not least.
It is going to get better.
Yeah.
I just know it sucks now.
It does. You know who's calling in.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Babe.
Hi, babe.
What's going on, babe?
Mike in Hartford.
Welcome back, TZ.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Mike, man. It's good to be back.
Mm-hmm. It's good to hear your voice, babe, a.k.a. Mike in Hartford. What's your advice for this dad who doesn't feel loved by his kid?
So I deal with that a lot. Like if Kathleen goes to the grocery store or anything, Eileen's like, I just want mama. And I was like, okay, well you deal with that. And then I try to do something fun to get her mind off of, you know, her sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, like when I was putting her, you know, down for a nap, I always had like the songs that dad would play on his phone to put her to sleep, so she correlated those songs with me.
See, he's doing connection stuff.
Yeah, it was. I was getting to her level, and even now when she's upset, if she's upset with Kathleen, she'll come to me. I'll be like, all right, tell me what's wrong. Like, she'll be crying and be like, you need to calm down first. You need to tell me what's wrong. And then, you know, we all three of us talk about it, but there are things I tried just to get to her level, to her brain set, you know, at four years old of like, what can I do to make it better from my point of view versus mom's point of view? And there's things that I can do that Kathleen can't and vice versa. So I just listen.
That is very true.
I do the best I can.
I want to praise all the parents for not. Nobody has yet called in and said, just tell them your other parent sucks. Like, just tell them you're better. Like, nobody's called in with a petty yet. And nobody has called in with a petty excuse on how to get your kid to like you more. And this is cracking me up. I'm like, nobody's thinking this in their car? Nobody? Come on. We've all been there. Like, come on. Mama's got the Snickers.
I'm not going to say it because Kathleen could be listening right now.
See? I knew it. What isn't going on, DZ? Let me tell you. First of all, you're back. Hi.
Hi. It's me. Hey, y'all. It's really me.
Hudson gets mad that every time I talk or answer a question, I do it in a song like you just did. You know, you just answered in a song. He's always lecturing me about doing that. And ironically, Hudson's on the phone because it is the first day of school, DZ.
Howdy, boy.
Hello.
Hello. This guy.
What?
Good morning, man.
Buenos dias, DZ.
Wait, what?
Buenos dias.
Buenos
dias, Hudson. I see you. So you got the whole fam on Duolingo.
Welcome.
Okay.
Look at me.
DZ, welcome back to the show. It felt empty without you.
Oh, this guy.
That's it. I'm getting you a donut after school. That's it.
The $5 is in your account, Hudson. All right. Thank you for saying that. Appreciate you, man.
You know what's funny is he's a kid, so he's literal. He's going to really think there's $5 now.
Oh, you think I'm not sending it?
Hudson, how are you? Good morning, honey.
I am doing great.
Okay, well, I wanted to get you on the show because it's your first day of fifth grade. And
yeah,
All right, let me do the talking now.
Okay. Oh, taking over.
All right.
Go on.
So, school starts in about 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And today?
I have to,
he sounds energized.
Today I have to get on the bus because my mom couldn't stay home from school today.
Yes. Well,
that's my fault. My bad, dog.
It's not your fault. It's their dad is there helping them. But, DZ, yeah. It is a big day because neither of my children have ever ridden the bus. We're walkers because of the elementary school. Owen is now in middle school, so Owen now will take the bus every day. And Hudson will also start taking the bus because I am not there. And it's a long story. But they are both taking the bus now, starting this year.
Yeah.
And so this is Hudson's. It's a very big thing. Even though he's in fifth grade, this is a big day. On top of it being
the
first
day. I love the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
It is.
Let's hope he doesn't get in trouble. Yes,
the
plus.
I got a question. Like right down the street.
I got a question since you're a fresh bus rider, all right?
What?
Do you know where you're going to sit? Front, middle, or back? This is a trick question. You better not answer incorrectly.
It depends on which seats are open.
Because he's almost the last person on the bus. Well, he is the last person on the bus because he's so close to the school, if that makes any sense.
yeah. They're at the school by the time they pick him up.
Listen, the office, the support staff, Mrs. Will, shout out to her, said the bell will ring before they even pick him up. Like, they're going to pick him up after the bell rings. That's how close he is. So
if he misses the bus, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. He can walk across and he'll be fine. Hudson, have a great first day of school. I'm happy you're in fifth grade. I know, you know, Owen's already in school already. This is a game changer. This is Owen's. The bell has rung. He's in middle school and they have started. The day is running. So
a whole new world.
Yeah. So,
Hud, the answer is the back of the bus. Always sit in the back of the bus if you can. That's the cool kid spot.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right.
Got it.
I love you. Have a great first day and I will talk to you later. Okay. Have fun on the bus. And I'll see you later.
Bye.
I think, you know, goodbye. Goodbye. Bye. I love you. Bye. You know why he checked out there? Because I could see. What? I got a notification. There's motion at the front door. Their dad's back. So I could see somebody came in the house. I could see everything that was happening there.
Split attention. I got it.
They're in fifth and seventh. Unbelievable.
How'd you are just flying through life right now.
Are you okay,
Mama Bear? Let's just check in real quick. Just real quick.
Seriously. Okay? No, I'm not. I'm not okay.
Man.
My life
I know
is...
we've been doing a lot of checking in on me, but let's check in on you. Are you okay?
No.
Like, I'm just processing all of this. Like, whoa.
I spent the last year trying to process that my kids don't need childcare and me to be there every second. Mm-hmm. And I can't even deal with that part. And now I just can't, DZ. You know what? Another day. I don't have the mental capacity on the first day of school to go this deep.
I'm sorry I brought it up. Never mind.
No, I want to talk about it, actually. I do. But just, we have to get on with Am I the Jerk, which, are you so ready to be back for this?
I am ready to be back. I've been missing this segment. I can't lie. I've been itching, fiending.
I love it. And everybody, when we're out and about, which we were at the Milwaukee Mile on Friday, you and I, it's wild. Mm-hmm. No matter how many listeners we meet, it's the same story. I love Am I the Jerk.
I love it.
It's the best.
It's my favorite.
It's my favorite every single time. So let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, the problem today may make you giggle a little, but just hear out the person who wrote into the show.
I'm listening.
The question is, am I the jerk for telling my husband he can't get a massage from our good-looking friend? You heard me.
I don't think I heard it right. I'm listening, but I don't think I heard it right. Can you read it one more time? Yeah.
Am I the jerk for telling my husband he can't get a massage from our good-looking friend? Yes,
okay.
It's exactly what you think. Allie and DZ, my husband and I have a very good friend who is a massage therapist. My husband threw out his back last week, and the first thing he suggested was that he get a massage from our good friend. And all I could think was, there's absolutely no way you're getting a massage from her. She's too good looking. He turned and looked at me, thought I was making up my side and that I was just kidding, and I was not. I indeed meant he could not get a massage from our good-looking friend.
Joking.
No, she was not joking. She said, everything about it makes me uncomfortable. I trust our friend, but I just get the ick thinking about my husband getting a massage and somebody touching his entire body who's very good looking. And him and I have even talked about how good looking she is. So I know he thinks the same thing. Am I the jerk?
Okay.
Am I the jerk for telling my husband he can't get a massage from our good looking friend? Ooh. Ooh. You can always write in, am I the jerk, at 1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into our DMs on Facebook or Instagram or anything. Okay, so let's think about this. Let's break this down, DZ.
Yeah, we have to.
We haven't had a chance to do this in a second. So, okay, first of all, they have a friend who's a massage therapist. Problem solved, you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, because first of all, buddy threw his back out, and trust me, you know I'm sitting like this for a reason, because my back is currently out still.
You're struggling. Right? Uh-huh.
I'm struggling. Now, so his back is thrown out. They have an immediate option.
But if you and Aaron had talked about this really good-looking friend of yours who's a massage therapist, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know, I should get a massage from her after you've had that discussion, then what?
I don't think it would be an issue, because if they're a friend and they're a massage therapist, they are licensed and able. Mm-hmm. Chances are I'm getting that work either for free or the low, right? And I think that is the priority right there. Mm. And you got to be comfortable in your relationship, I guess I got to say, man, because it sounds like the only reason she's fixated on this is because the friend is good looking.
Mm-hmm.
If the friend was quote unquote deemed not as beautiful, would this be less of a problem is what I'm wondering, man.
Well, and if they had not maybe had that discussion where he talked about how good looking the friend is with her, that might be what's really getting her. Like, maybe if he had never said that, I don't know. I agree with you. There needs to be a trust, but.
I got to be honest. I don't think whether that conversation was had or hadn't, that it would have mattered. You know, people, attractive people just are attractive people. You kind of have that like preconceived thought of who's attractive, right? Or who's attractive.
Yep.
Right? So whether they had talked about how attractive that friend was, she probably would have still been uncomfortable about him getting a massage from that friend because she's so quote unquote attractive.
Well, then why not just get one from somebody else though? And that'll make me that's where I'm like, you know what? Not the jerk. Just get someone from somebody else. Just buy him a gift certificate. And we don't need a solution. We need to know if she's the jerk for telling him he can't get a massage from their good-looking friend. Which way are you going?
Yeah, I hate the fact that she's so fixated on looks here. If it's the work that he needs, and if it's somebody that could do the work, why would you go pay full price? Why are you going to go risk now somebody possibly offering, propositioning? Who knows what happens at some of these massage spots? I've never actually been to one. I go to the chiropractor.
Depends on the
Shout
one.
Shout out Connect Chiropractic.
Shout
you feel
out.
Me? But I...
Fix my guy's back, please, God.
I don't feel like she needed to jump the gun on this. They could have had a discussion, but she just flat out rejected. And while man's is struggling and in pain, I'm not trying to always buck up and take the guy's side, but it feels like insecurities are transcending the relationship at the moment, and I don't like that.
Well, somebody texted in already and said, not the jerk, allowed to have boundaries. Besides, he needs a chiro, not a massage if his back is out. And then somebody right above that said, she isn't the jerk. She should rethink her marriage, though. Because what is this childish jealousy stuff? Okay, 414-533-1037. I'm curious. I don't know what people are going to say, DZ, but we're going to find out. You ready?
Let's find out.
Oh, Am I the Jerk is back.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so the problem today is she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her husband he cannot get a massage from their good-looking friend.
I know it sounds funny, but it really not. His back is hurting.
Yeah, it's not so much. So let's start with Berta in Sheboygan this morning. Hi, Berta.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you heard us talking about it. Is she the jerk for saying he can't get a massage from the good-looking friend?
100%.
Go on.
Because she said she trusts her friend, but she doesn't trust her husband. So then just get a divorce.
Berta.
This escalated quickly.
Like, it did. But because you need to know, like, if you don't trust your husband to be around a friend that you trust, then you've got bigger problems than a massage.
Wait, did she not say that she trusted her friend and her husband?
She said that to an extent, but if you're genuinely worried about what your husband is going to do while he's getting a massage from a trained professional.
Mm, right.
That's the issue. Okay.
You've got bigger problems, whether she's your friend or not.
She said that's why she says sure. Mm-hmm.
The only reason you're concerned is because you know the person. If he were just to go if he were going to go to some other random, you know, massage therapist, mm-hmm. you wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. So if the problem is because it's just,
I get it. She's saying jerk because their marriage is, she's saying their marriage is doomed. And so she's a jerk because if they had a good marriage, this wouldn't be an issue. Yes, DZ.
Right.
Berta greased the wheels and got me thinking.
Oh, hold on, Berta. DZ's got a thought. Thank you for calling. Your input was awesome. Thank you. Yes, DZ.
Appreciate you, Berta.
What you got?
Berta got my gears turning. Ooh. Imagine she's like, nope, you can't do it. Can't get the massage. And he's like, okay, fine. I'll go to a massage therapist, mm-hmm. an actual place. Mm-hmm. Gets to the massage therapist place, and the massage therapist is more attractive than a friend. Would it be worse? Would it be worse? Would you be more mad?
I didn't even think about that.
And because now you don't even trust them.
And you don't have tabs on them. You can't keep tabs on that one. Oh,
right. Your friend is
mess.
Your friend, right? That's the homie, and your husband is your husband, right? Come on. Make it make sense.
He should go get a hotter... No, wait. I should stop instigating. You know what?
Stop it.
I'm getting petitious over here. Hi, Sherry. Sherry in Germantown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
DZ's back. We're so happy.
Welcome back, DZ. We really missed you.
Aww.
Sherry, my heart. I'm full, man. Thank you. Appreciate you.
We did. We want to know, welcome. Though, is she the jerk for telling her husband he can't get a massage from their good-looking friend, Sherry?
I'm going to say not the jerk simply because there does have to be boundaries with friendships. And I feel like that's crossing a boundary, regardless of looks, regardless of trust issues. I mean, I feel like it should just be neutral and mm-hmm. just go to somebody. Neither one of them know. Just mm-hmm. do it, you know?
Okay, well, Sherry, you know I got to argue. Because hear me out. I'd be on Sherry's side and say, no, not the jerk. You do got to have boundaries if there wasn't this fixation on the looks.
Right. I agree with
fair
that.
Enough.
I mean,
fair enough.
I mean, yeah, I agree with that. That sounds like a whole nother issue.
It's like, does she think he's going to have temptation? What is going to happen here with this whole situation?
Yeah.
But you say not the jerk, Sherry. So now we're split down the middle and we got to go to the tiebreaker.
To it.
All right, Sherry.
Thanks for your call, Sherry.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye. Last but not least, DZ, it is the first day of school for many people today, including my children. They're not on the phone, though. My girl Ava is. Hi, Ava.
Hi.
Ava is friends with Owen and Hudson. Her mom and dad, they had their baby. She is 2 months older than Hudson. So we were pregnant together. So Ava is going into sixth grade. Happy first day of school, Ava.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is your dad in the car? Because I feel like this is a grown-up Am I the Jerk?
Yeah,
it is. In a kid's perspective.
My perspective.
Hey, Pat. Hey, Ava's dad. Ollie. All right, you're the tiebreaker today. You got to tell us which way we going. Is she the jerk for telling her husband he cannot get a massage from their good-looking friend?
I say she is not the jerk, and the reason is because someone else mentioned boundaries, and when you cross boundaries with a previously they seem to have a jealousy problem in the relationship, and then crossing that boundary is inviting a lot of problems, in my opinion. It should be, she should find a different massage, or he should find a different massage therapist that is neutral. That's my vote.
Oh, and what about, why don't we just get a guy? Why don't we make it a dude while we're at it, everybody? That's Allie's opinion.
I don't know how to answer that question because that...
Why not?
Either way, though, that as long as it's not her that he said that she was really good looking, I think is fine then.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
All right.
All right. We're just going to get a different and neutral person on the outside. All right, Pat, thank you for your opinion. And Ava, have a great day at school, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, she's
have
the
a good
cutest.
One, Allie.
Bye. Thanks. And Ava,
thank you.
You know DZ. DZ, you know Ava.
I've met Ava.
You know Ava. All right, Ava. Have a good day.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. She's the cutest.
You're welcome.
Yeah, dog. She's the cutest. Yes.
Why don't we just find a handsome friend massage therapist for this couple? Any handsome massage therapists out there that want to give my mans a massage and hopefully calm the situation down, please?
Seriously. Oh my gosh, look at all these messages we have. Bella and Kenosha said they're both jerks. Go to couples therapy.
Ooh, I don't dislike it.
Well, listen to this one. How would you feel if your wife's gynecologist was your friend? What? Like a, oh, hey. A dude. Oh. Okay, that's
that
a,
was a
hold on. That,
very rapid escalation that, from massage therapy to gynecology.
I know that you're like technically naked when you're getting the massage, but a gynecologist is like next level. I mean, that was an escalation quick. I don't compare the two. Way different. Way different. Oh, my. All right. Nice. So overall, what did we come out with? Pat said...
Not the jerk.
Oh, I love that. All right, not the jerk. First day back today. Coming up next, DZ, you have to finally, we're going to talk a little bit about where you've been, how things are going, get an update, because you've been gone for 2 weeks now, and it was for a big reason. You had a family emergency. You can talk about as much or as little as you want next, but we're going to catch up with DZ, everybody, and welcome him back. Don't worry, we got an update for you. He's back on the show today. Lots happening. First day back to school for anyone who's not back yet. And DZ's back. We're very excited about that. It's coming up next. Oh, wait, he's here. Hi, friend.
Hello.
I was going to play another song, but you're back.
Nah, forget that. I'm back, and I'm here with a vengeance.
You're back. Plus, I was busy editing my first day of school picture to put on Facebook like every other mom in the city right now with my boys. So where were we? DZ, how's it going?
I was about to joke and say, I'm back with a vengeance to take our show back.
Well, I'm glad you're back because the regulars filled in and they did great. I mean, we have some funny, funny regulars.
Yeah, I see a couple trying to steal my job.
They did. They tried. But nobody's as funny as you. Nobody. It's not the same
vibe.
Thank you for guessing me up. They just don't know. This is the peanut butter and jelly right here. You guys can be the, sometimes you put bananas on the peanut butter and jelly. You guys want to come in and add a little flavor every now and then, fine.
But a PB&J is always a PB&J.
We're classic, okay?
That's right.
DZ, tell everyone, I don't know where you want to start. I don't know what you want to tell. You've told a little bit, but we did it around 7:25 on the show. So, and we also did it before school went back. So people may have come back today with no clue what's going on with your family emergency. So where do you want to start? Where should we go?
Well, I want to start by saying thank you to you, to all of the listeners that did, you know, show support. I mean, just everyone in general, all of the regulars that came in, held us down, our family, our friends, everyone that has been supporting us in any which way, whether it was, you know, help hands on, right? Like between our mothers and family. Or just reaching out and saying, bro, we're here for you, thinking about y'all, praying on y'all, whatever it is. Because, we had some very serious things go down, and my wife had to have an emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. So she had been experiencing some pain. And I guess let's just jump into it, right? She'd been experiencing some pain, and we had gone in to get checked. She had been told a variety of things that it could be, but we weren't exactly given an exact
reason. They didn't have an answer as to what the reason was. She had a lot of pain, but no doctor was pinpointing what the problem was, is what it seemed like, right?
Yes. Essentially. And I'm talking about, you know, pain that brings you down to your knees and makes you want to pass out. And then...
you left the show one day. I don't know if we even told that on the air. Sorry, but that might have been too much. But you ran out of the show because you were worried about her. We might have told that on the air. I can't remember what we did. This was 2 weeks ago. Like, you raced out because she basically was in so much pain.
Yeah, yeah. And she was home alone with the boys when that happened about a little over a month ago now.
That was the start of it.
That was the start of it, right? Mm-hmm. But we went, got checked, and they were like, no, you know, your wife is arguably okay. I mean, understand that she's in a lot of pain, but there's no really real reason that we can give you as to what's going on. So we take the doctor's advice and kind of go home and go, all right, we'll check in with our primaries like they suggested and whatever. But then fast forward to about 2 weeks ago, same situation happens where my wife is in just excruciating pain, unable to stand, unable to move, and really freaks me out, man. So we decide to go back into the doctor.
Thank God you went back.
Thank God we went back in because my wife was experiencing some internal bleeding and a really quick routine look into somebody's life turned into a very invasive, life-threatening surgery procedure to correct a problem. And thankfully, she survived. We had a little stay, a small stint, a quick 12 hours in the ICU
to
make sure that her body could recuperate the right way. But through and through, man, just feel really blessed. She's feeling a lot better. We've been gone because after a really invasive surgery like that, your body needs its time to bounce back.
Recover. Right? You can't have an invasive surgery, be in ICU, and then expect her to come home and be able to take care of a baby and a three-year-old. Like, it's just not possible. So had to step in, and you're already dealing with the fact that your wife, you know, almost died, had the surgery. You're just trying to make sure she's okay. And then you've got to go home and take care of her and these kids. I can't even imagine the couple of weeks you've had and traumatizing and scary it must have been. You know, I can't even, DZ. I'm sorry you've gone through all this. But hopefully we're on the other side, maybe? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody knows how much 5 liters of blood is,
but I do.
It's an extreme amount. It's a lot. It's basically your body supply, man. And for a bounce back, it takes a bit, but she's on the bounce back. And y'all know her. Sorry, I'm getting all tongue tied. This drums up emotion in me. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But she's a fighter, man, and she's really out here slugging for it and making strides. She's looking really good. We've got some check-ins with our doctors just to make sure things are on the up and up like we believe they are and are hopeful that she's going to be, A, back to full health as soon as possible, but more importantly, able to just kind of bounce back and, you know, feel like herself again with picking up the boys, getting back to work, driving a car, even though she says she's now medically cleared to drive a car magically. But a lot has gone on, and just want to say thank you for everybody's support, man. Thank you, Allie, for holding it down.
Well,
for real.
Because I don't feel like I did anything. All I did was just keep the boat moving. I mean, you know, it's your seat's warm. Like, we were waiting for you to come back. This is what you do when, like, there's a crisis. You just step up, you take care of family, your family. To me, you guys will always be family to me, and you just figure it out and you just do whatever they need. You need time off, you take time off. You need me to steal your children, happily I will. You know, and you need me to take your dogs, but I can only imagine you have such, you know, your family. Erin's got all her sisters and her mom, and you've got your family. If they're not far in Gurney, somebody texted in and said, I work in surgery. What kind of surgery? Why was she bleeding? Okay, we're not going to get into Erin's personal medical stuff. That's a private thing. If she or DZ want to share that. Yeah, it's a lot. And he's already telling, you're right, HIPAA, for real. He's already telling more than he has to or is comfortable. And maybe one day he will. But I think you're going to, that's the most of what you need to be worried about. Somebody texted right above that and said, I'm sorry that happened, DZ. So glad your wife is doing better.
Yeah, I mean, and thank you. Obviously, we are doing better and going to continue to get better. We're still in the processing stage of just kind of a lot of the things that have happened and are continuing to happen, right? So we'll talk about it more, y'all. Honestly, this is kind of where I cap, because as soon as my voice starts to break, I'm like, check back in, dog. Let's do something else.
And this is where I love you. People don't get to see this emotional side of you. I mean, they do, but you, DZ, you're just, this is you. You're having a moment because you've been through a lot, and it's okay if you want to cry. It's okay if you want to talk about it. You literally almost lost your wife, and you have two small babies. Like, you have been through a lot, and that's okay. So just breathe. Let me know. You said Erin's starting to slowly feel better. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Nah, we good.
You're going to be all right.
We're all going to be all right.
I have more questions, but we will take care of that next. Because from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. People are texting in. Oh, Ebony texted in. She said, yay. Hey, DZ. People are glad to hear you're back. That's for sure. So coming up next, more questions, and maybe some people want to call and talk to you. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It is Allie and DZ. Hi, DZ.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Welcome back, my friend.
Feels very good to be back. Thank you, fam.
It's good to have you back. And a lot of people actually on the phone who want to talk to you this morning. So I'm just going to jump right into it. Christina with the blue hairs on the phone. Hey, girl.
Hey, Christina. Hey, DZ.
Hey, how we doing?
getting some sleep in the summer. That's what I was doing, calling you guys.
Why would you say that to a man who's just trying, who hasn't slept in weeks, Christina? What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry, DZ. I owe you a cake or something now.
Nah, you good. You good. I'm saying get it in while you can. You know what I mean?
God bless you and your family. Your wife is so strong, and so are you. The stronger she is, the stronger you have to be. So I feel like a lot of the times men are just, you know, in the background supporting, but we got to support the men that support the women.
That's right.
And I think you're doing phenomenal.
He is. He's killing it.
Appreciate you.
You're amazing. Thank you,
Christina. Mm-hmm.
How's the little baby?
The babies are good. You know, the 3-year-old Sammy, he's out here. I'm not going to lie. We got a pretty potty trained youngin' going on in the household.
Yes!
Okay. Shining light in all of this is that Samuel is now potty trained.
Good job. Thank you.
We've been able to be persistent because before all of this stuff happened with my wife, we had decided to dive in and go, all right, let's potty train him. Hopefully by the time next school year rolls around, we could send him to daycare. One kid less in diapers. That was our goal, right? Hopefully things keep going the way they're going, but he's looking good. And then the baby, young Danison, the 9-month-old, looking more like a 12-month-old.
He's like, hi, everybody, I'm baby Danny. I'm about to turn 1. What up?
Y'all, this
hilarious.
Man got
my 7-year-old is a size 16, so I get it.
Yeah.
She's a tall girl.
Oh goodness! But we're out here, man. He's got about 7 teeth in there, working on food. He's
so
a handful. Let's just say that
we love hearing the update on the babies. That's for sure. So, Christina, we're glad you got sleep. Thank you for calling.
Rub it in, why don't you?
I sleep an hour for y'all tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Wepa!
All right, we got more regulars coming on the phone, and this one is no exception because everybody wants to talk to you this morning. DZ, are you ready for this one?
I don't know. Who is it? Hustling. Hey.
Yeah, what's poppin', DZ?
Ebony in Milwaukee, one of my favorite fill-ins. I'm sorry I said that out loud. I wasn't supposed to, but
good
I did.
Morning, y'all.
You said it.
Good morning.
She and I were vibing.
It's not about you. It's about DZ this morning.
Oh, sorry, it is. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay.
You're right. Were vibing, though.
Good point. Yes.
Anyway, Daisy, how are you doing, dude?
I'm good. I mean, honestly, like I said, we're still kind of in that processing stage of everything, but main thing is we're really grateful. We're really, really grateful, and I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like, you catch yourself, slipping almost, man, in thought just because everything was so hectic that you're like, man, why, how, what's going on, man? And I check back in, right? I check back in and try to recenter myself and take a look around and make sure, like, everything's still real. Yes, I'm not living a dream. We're actually standing 10 toes and we're together. Our family is blessed and we're good, you know, so it's like, I'm okay, right? It's been a lot and I'm going to continue to process this, but I'm cooling right now.
Well, CDZ, I'm going to be back up there now that you're back so that you can see how crazy me and Allie act together.
Well, now, hold on, man. Hold on, man. Chill out.
I'm not enough on my own, now I got someone with my spirit animal over here. Two of us in one room.
We're like a double shot of whiskey.
We are like a double shot of whiskey. It's a hot mess, and it's a good hot mess, let me tell you. Hot mess.
y'all think I'm ready for all that? Hold on. Jeez.
I mean, we'll let you recover for a week, but after that, it's go time. I'm so happy that Aaron is feeling good. Shout out to Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Woo-woo.
Yes.
Yep.
Also, shout out to you for holding it down with a twisted up back. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, you do what you got to do. And honestly, it hasn't been just me. Don't let me fool y'all if y'all think I'm over here just grunting, huffing and puffing and blowing his house down solo dolo. No, we've had a lot of amazing family, friends that have been here, are here, and are going to continue to be here. Because the only reason I can do this is because we've got people on deck that are able to be here for the boys, make sure, you know, Aaron can move around and do what
you have
needs
a support system. Like, thank God. It takes a village.
Without a support system, I wouldn't be nothing.
And you know, DZ, in hindsight of you and your first day back, I'm going to just say something real quick.
Oh, she's going to hang up. You better not. You know what? I'm hanging up on her. I hung up on her for you. Just because I'm on your side today. Even though I adore her, no. She's not going to hang up on you on your first day back.
Ebony.
Oh, hell no. Nobody's doing that to my boy.
And I think we got to say, get off our line.
Get off our line. And then let's
love
go to
you, Ebony.
Bella and Kenosha.
Oh, hey.
They're coming out everywhere today. Regulars. Hi, Bella.
Good morning. Hello.
Bring that chair over here. That's our problem today. What up, Bella?
What up, dude?
Wepa.
It's so good to hear your voice. Wepa.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to say, man, it's so good to hear your voice and good to hear that everything's getting back on track. I went through a similar experience, like when they had me go home from the hospital, and I was like, something is not right. And sure enough, similar situation. Emergency surgery. And the number one thing, right, is if you don't feel right, advocate for yourself. Like, if you know your body better than anybody, right?
Yes.
You know, and that's really, Bella is onto something. And I was thinking this listening to you talk is that you went back because she was still in pain, thank God. And you got to advocate for yourself because you know your body. That's probably where you were going, right, Bella?
Yeah, 100%. Because if you didn't, you know, it's very possible that she wouldn't be here, just like the Dr. Slamia. If you would have went home, you know, you wouldn't have made it back. And
honestly,
that's terrifying.
That makes you want to throw up. It makes you want to vomit.
Yeah.
I can't even think about that.
When I say the timing of everything, the timing of the universe and the timing of all things set in place and powers and the powers that be, it was perfect. And thankfully, we made it. In perfect time, and everybody from the medical staff top to bottom, we just to y'all, thank you, right? Because it's like without this entire thing, without everything clicking into perfect sync, you're right, we wouldn't be here, and I don't even want to think about the other side, right? Because we on this
same
side, and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we get to practice gratitude going forward, right? Being grateful for every day and the support system. It sounds like you have an amazing one. Not everyone is blessed for that. So I'm happy for everybody.
Oh my gosh, it's like our morning inspiration.
Come on the radio. Yeah. Amanda, everybody that got to go on. Me and Santino got left out, but whatever. We're
I knew this was going
to
happen. And you know what? I knew this was going
to
happen where all
she
the regulars.
Put me on the bench, DZ.
I didn't mean to bench you. I wasn't trying to bench you. There's 55 regulars. I could, you know what? I got to go. Now I'm getting all the heat. I got to go. Bella, I love you. Goodbye. No,
it's good
Diaz.
Weba.
Hello. Welcome back. You're back. I mean, I feel like we have to acknowledge this because you've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you've been dealing with your family emergency, your wife's emergency surgery, all the internal bleeding. We talked about that on the show earlier. Lots happening in your world. How are you? You all right?
I'm okay. Yeah, y'all. I mean, it's a lot to unpack. I just, sorry to throw it on y'all, but y'all are my people, so you know that's what I do. And we'll keep unpacking more, right? It's a slow process, but we're going to take our time with it and make sure that everybody is okay, which we are. We just got to continue to make sure we are good. That's all. That's all. So, yeah, you know,
take your
I've
time.
Had to be gone.
It's all right.
Had to be gone. Yeah, you know, but thank you. Again, like, appreciate everybody that's held it down and had to be gone for a little bit. But, I mean, you know, let's say slowly working back in. I'll pull the curtain back a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll let everybody know, you know, like, with our jobs, thankfully, it's cool that I can work from home. So I am from home. You know what I'm saying? So that I can still be here, pop up, do whatever I need to do with the boys, check
help
in
the
on
kids,
everybody,
help the wife.
Make sure. Yes, yes. After what we've gone through with my wife's surgery and just being blessed to be here, it's like, you know, I still got to process things myself and in my way. And, you know, as strong as I feel like I need to be, I know that I'm okay showing some of my vulnerabilities and that I'm not great. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, everything
said,
that happened is a lot, man.
I know how intuitive you are. You said something about how we got to deal with the physical, then we'll deal with the emotional. But it's a real thing when you have something like that where now you have to recover from a surgery. You can't even deal with all the emotional stuff you went through with her, with your wife. You know, it's like one thing at a time. It's a lot. And you got
a lot.
Two babies that need you who can't do anything for themselves, you know? So you got your hands full.
Oh, we ain't forget about them.
we remembered, and they were sick in the midst of all this, by the way. They had like little colds, which was not helping.
Not to throw just like fuel to the fire, but they got sick. Then we got sick.
Aww.
Our cat got sick. She's got an enlarged heart. Like, and
I forgot about the three-legged cat, Granite. Oh my God, Granite had her own emergency in the middle of all this.
Or it's right. Like a cat all of a sudden has some craziness going on where we need to take her to the vet, and it turns into a very expensive vet bill that tells us that, you know, we got to now have her on medication the rest of her life for her heart because it's going to slowly keep getting bigger and bigger, and we don't know how fast it's going to happen, how slow it's going to happen, but it's a lot. Oh, and put a little cherry on top, I threw my back out getting our cat out
so that
we could take her to the vet.
I mean,
top of all that.
As if you don't have enough problems. I cannot with you. You're a hot mess.
But I'm a hot mess.
But I'm glad you're back.
Same. It's finding some balance and normalcy through the hecticness, right? Like, you weather the storm and then you got to get back on the other side. And, you know, as much as it's not hard, but it's mentally taxing, and I feel comfortable saying that. It's like, it's a lot, because I'm thinking about how everybody's upstairs, and I know they're good, they're safe. We've got people all over the place that are always willing to jump in and that are here.
Yeah.
But it's myself, who I am as an individual. I'm like, I'm visual. Like, I got to make sure my family's good. Like, and I don't know. It's just little by little, man. And
well,
I'm okay.
It's impossible to be in the same house and not be worried or in the same vicinity, because you're worried when you're not in the same vicinity. So now add them into the mix and you feel like you got to be there all the time. I get it.
Right.
Erin's a fourth grade teacher. She's a fourth grade teacher. Third. She's not going back today, obviously, because she's recovering. No. When do you think she'll be able to finally, is she going to be back to school? Like, it's going to be a long time? You don't know. Listen, depends on the doctor, I guess, you know?
Right. Well, it depends on the doctor. We've got our first checkup after everything that's gone on coming up this week. So we'll know more soon.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, first things first, I think she's working on at least being able to just pick up our son.
She can't even pick up your kid.
No, not at all. Like, she's on a weight restriction, and, you know, the weight that she can hold is her own. She
can't
pick
up anything
more than, like, 10 pounds.
Weeks.
Hopefully not. I mean, it's going to be months until she's fully, fully recovered.
Sure.
But fingers crossed to a few more weeks until she's at least good enough to go back home. Go back to work. Go back to work.
Yeah.
And get out of being at home all the time. Yeah, she's going stir crazy.
Yeah.
Dog, you ask her. She's going back tomorrow, mañana, because she was back to work yesterday and last week when they had to do all this other stuff in preparation for her students.
Mentally.
She loves being a teacher.
Yeah.
She loves being a teacher. She loves her kids. She loves her job. She loves her school. Mm-hmm. She's genuinely, like, really, you know, bummed out that she can't be there. She's particular about her life and her things, and
it's her classroom.
Thank you,
and she's missing the first day where you really set the tone with your new class, so I understand why that's got to be hard for her, you know.
I'll say it for her, she hates it, but she's okay. She's got a huge support system at work that is amazing, jumped in or doing what they do and taking care of her classroom for her the way she'd like. So
good.
Yeah, the satisfactions are all there as far as, like, she knows everything's in good hands, but she just wants to be the hands. That's all.
It's got to be hard. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about the first day of school and what I bought for Hudson yesterday, and you might light me up, DZ. You missed this.
Hold on.
You missed this because obviously you have way more important things going on.
Fresh fit? What is it?
Hold on. Wait. 103.7 Kiss FM. Even though it's a Tuesday, it definitely feels like a Monday around this office, DZ. Let me tell you. Everybody came in with that energy like, hi, we're back.
Hey, everyone. All right.
Hey, everyone. No, DZ, I'm really glad you're back. You've been gone for 2 weeks. You'd checked in a little here and there.
Yes.
But you had a lot going on with the wife. She was in the hospital, had an emergency surgery. Now you're back from home. You come back whenever you're ready. But I'm just happy you're back even from home. So it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, and everybody's been really amazing, supporting, and we're just appreciative, grateful, and blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's all I can keep saying. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, yesterday I did something and I didn't even get a chance to tell you about it because you're so busy and you have so much going on at home that there is no point in me telling you these random things on a text because you have bigger problems. But basically, I went out yesterday and I bought Hudson a phone.
Huh?
He's not even, so tomorrow is his 11th birthday. Tomorrow is Hudson's September 4th.
Uh-huh.
He came way early because I had high blood pressure. Long story. I was stressed. Yeah. He came way early.
You got it.
He came, and tomorrow's his birthday. He will be 11. And I got him a phone yesterday because they are now home alone a lot. And they take the bus to and from school. And even just coming home from school, like, everything's different now. I may or may not be there when you get home from school. I may or may not be there. You know, it's just, They're so independent. They're little men. They got their own house keys. I can't even process it, DZ. They've got phones. They don't need me as much. It makes...
Well, don't say that. They need you as much.
I know, yeah. But I will say this. I was so proud of Hudson because I knew it was an early age to get him a phone. And the whole time Owen's like, I didn't get one till I was 12. And I go, well, Hudson's home alone now. So Hudson needs a phone. And that's it. And so they fought over that. And then last night, it was the first night with the phone. So I went into Hudson's room to say goodnight and say, you know, you're going to have a great day at school tomorrow. I'm not going to be here in the morning, but do the whole school stuff with him. Yeah. And I go, where's your phone? And he goes, I put it in your room. And I said,
what?
Oh, you didn't keep it in your room? Because I turned everything off. I have that power, you know, to turn it off with downtime.
Parental controls.
He goes, I think I'll keep it in your room the first night. He goes, I just can't believe I got a phone. And he's standing there staring at the Apple, you know, the iPhone box. And
all of the info.
And I was watching him appreciate it. And it was a really good feeling that you have these moments as a parent where you're like, I'm doing okay. My kid's not a total spoiled brat. They're not totally entitled and think they deserve everything. Because he's just sitting there like an innocent little kid staring at the box with no phone going, I think this is so cool. I got a phone. Wow.
He's just even looking at the picture on the box going, man, my phone is nearby if I need it. Wow.
100%.
My phone.
Uh-huh. And I'll leave you with this because he's now in fifth grade today and Owen's in seventh. Last night... For the first time ever, you know how we go on nightly walks? I had started doing this to get them out, get some exercise. It was good for our family. We have talks. We're out with nature. A little bonding. It's just good for you to walk after dinner. It's good for your digestion. I can name all the reasons. Last night, he wanted to go on the walk. And guess why, DZ? This is where the phone is going to ruin my life.
Wait, why?
It's a good thing and a bad thing. He is now obsessed with Pokemon Go. So this kid wants to walk miles. I'm talking miles.
Miles. He's a marathon now.
Hudson's going to be a marathon runner by the end of fifth grade if he keeps up with Pokemon Go. Because last night I was getting annoyed. I was like, could we go home? And he's like, come on, Mom. There's another Pokemon. And I'm like, Hudson, I'm sick of the walk. Wait, we're still
a couple more gyms, Ma.
Oh,
couple
my
more
God.
Gyms.
This kid's going to be an athlete by the end of fifth grade if he keeps playing Pokemon Go.
Hold on. I swear, whatever works. Listen, and this technology is what these kids are on. And if it's going to get them moving and active, go ahead, Poppy.
I was so proud of him. I was like, you can go on all the walks you want, my guy. The walks you want. So he got a phone. We'll check in tomorrow because it'll be his birthday, so we'll have to have him on the show. But
you got to pat yourself on the back, man, because, you are doing a good job. You are being great. You're doing what you need for these boys. And a lot has happened in a very short amount of time as far as, like, development in what I feel like us being parents, right?
I want to cry.
That's a crucial stage, and you're handling it with grace. And that's important because y'all don't have a house phone, right?
No. Who has a house phone?
Exactly.
Do you still have a house phone?
We used to. Chill out. We used to until we moved into the house a year ago.
You better get rid of a house phone if you have one. You better not have a house phone.
We don't have a house phone anymore. We used to. But now we're in that age. And he needs to, since he's home alone, he's got to have that communication. Yep. And technology is the only way. A phone is a phone. All I'm going to say is you better slide me his number so I can prank call him.
I got to give you his number. You have Owens. Now you need Hudson's. Yes.
You already know I got to prank call him at least once.
All right, I got to go. I got to send DZ Hudson's number so we can screw with him all day. Okay, bye.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.